Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The meditation for this morning comes from the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. They just heard a few minutes ago as we hear about gifts. Let us pray. O sweetest love, your grace on us bestow, set our hearts with sacred fire aglow, that with hearts united we love each other, every stranger, sister, and brother. Lord, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, dear catechumens, peace in the name of Jesus. Today we hear, in the reading here today, we hear about gifts. Do you know what that means by gifts? It's kind of like, in a way, it's kind of like you're pretty good at sports or baseball or soccer. Those are kind of gifts that you might have. You're good at school. That's kind of like the gifts that's talking about in the passage here today. And there are a lot of different kind of gifts that we all have, right? Sometimes we can do better than others, if you will, in school or the things that we do in our own activities or in Greek or where the case might be. And so sometimes we have these special gifts, and that's what we hear today in the reading here today in the epistle. We hear about gifts. And St. Paul, who wrote this epistle, talked about gifts all the way, even the beginning of this letter of his, talking about gifts. This is what he says. He says, I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirming among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship or community with the Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we find not only in this 12th chapter that we find in 1 Corinthians, but in the first chapter, St. Paul's already talking about two things. He's talking about the nature of this gift, the gifts that we have, but that the common sense of these gifts are found in a person, namely in our fellowship with Jesus Christ. And that's the important thing about this. But in the same first chapter, all of a sudden, after St. Paul says all these things, he talks about, there's division. There's division in this church that he's writing to. You know how people kind of squabble once in a while, or they, you know, sometimes people get jealous, or they get offended, or all sorts of different things. You know how people sometimes act, you see. But this is what was happening in this church of Corinth. You know, some were quarreling with one another. They're going back and forth. And some says, hey, I follow Paul. Some say I follow Cephas. Some say I follow Christ. It's like these Greek Athenians that we have here this summer. You know, they'll say, I follow Nordling, or I follow Veltz, or I follow Evan here. But what happened was they're claiming all these different things, and they were kind of saying, this is who I am, and all these different peoples, and so on and so forth. And they're all confused and understanding who they are, the gifts that have been given to them by God himself. What Paul did in this first chapter, as well in the lesson for today in the 12th chapter, is remind us where all these gifts that we have come from. That is to say that it is not that our identity, our worth, who we are, what we are, is not what we make of it, it's what God has already made of it through Jesus Christ. In other words, our identity is not in ourselves. Our gifts that God has given us, our special talents that God has given us, is not found here, but it's found from the one who has given you these things, namely from God and Jesus Christ. So in the first chapter of this letter, Paul reminds us that it's centered in Jesus Christ and him crucified. And all which Christ has given you, that is, in fact, is the greatest gift that God has given us. That all our lives, all our gifts, all our fellowship, how we relate to one another is found not in us as Christians, but in Jesus Christ. I always tell my catechism students that Jesus loves you, so I don't have to. And I'm joking, of course. But I was saying that the quality of love that we have for one another is not what we make of love, but what God has already made of love through his Son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So Paul was kind of reminding this church that was kind of at each other. He was saying, hey, let's get back to whom? To Jesus Christ. To how we understand the gifts that God has given us and how we use the gifts and talents that God has given us, that we center in him and not in our own selves. But you know how our world is today, in our mom and dad's day or our grandma and grandpa's day, you know, people understood they lived out values and beliefs, right, that we share with one another, that we live out these kind of things because they're important to us, and that we're always enjoined together in this. So we live our lives in these values and beliefs. But sometimes in a culture when you're always living for your family, your church, society, sometimes people say, well, what about me as an individual? And they get lost in all this. And so we had a big movement in the 60s and 70s, and we became very much of an individualistic society. You know what that might mean? It means it's just about me, not anybody else. It's what I want. It's what we call individualism in our society today. People no longer know what it means to live together in community, to understand their worth or identity in a certain belief that God has given us for Christians in Jesus Christ. Instead, it's all about me. There's a song, it's called Mr. Jones. I don't know if many of you know County Crows. But he really, in this song called Mr. Jones, I think it's very revealing to our culture today. It goes, believe in me, help me believe in anything. I want to be someone who believes. It's a very remarkable statement in the song. In other words, in a very simple way, believe in me, because I don't believe in anything. People don't know what they believe today. They try to find who they are, their self-worth. They try to say, well, today maybe I'm a man, today a woman, tomorrow might be this. It's what we call existentialism. It's a crazy thing. People lose themselves. I remember in college, in my Christian apologetics class, we learned about this guy called Jean-Paul Sartre. He wrote a book. He was an existentialist. That wrote a book called Being and Nothingness, that we have a culture that is just really across the board. But this is the nature of sin too. Sin says it's just about me, my identity, my self-worth, my self-esteem, my piety. It's all about me, and we play ourselves over against other people. This is a matter of sin, is what we see in this world today. And this is what St. Paul says. Don't act like those people out there that don't know Jesus, that don't know these things. He goes, he writes, now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I don't want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. In other words, he says, don't act like those people out there who don't know who they are, who don't know what they believe, don't know what they are. St. Paul continues on and he said, now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are a variety of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it's the same God who empowers them all in everyone. The same Spirit, namely the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, what does the Holy Spirit do? He does basically two things. He says, don't you see Jesus? Or if you forgot him, don't you see Jesus? Because of our sin, we're forgetful people of who we are and what we are. We're taken up so much in these things in this life, in this world, we forget these things. The Holy Spirit says, don't you see Jesus? And the second thing is, says, let me bring Jesus to you. Let me bring Jesus to you that you might know who you are as a baptized child of God. That's why later in this chapter here today, it says that we are baptized by one Spirit, namely into the body of Christ, namely the church. The church is called a body of Christ that unites us together. That even though all of us have different talents and different things that we have, different gifts that God has given us, we do these things because of something bigger that we belong to, namely a life that we have in Christ Jesus. We use these gifts to serve the church, to serve one another in Christ Jesus, to know who we are, to know what we are, as is to know Jesus and that life that God has given us. So we're basically all together here, you see. Do you know what original sin is? Right? Original sin is that we got from Adam and Eve, that we're all part of. It's called original sin. That means that your sins are my sins. We're all part of that same cloth of original sin. That means your struggles are my struggles. And we support one another knowing this, and we bear each other's burdens, but we also share in something bigger, and that is Christ, that life that Christ has won for us. And that's how we treat one another, how we support one another, we use our gifts for one another to uplift each other, and we find our identity and worth and our fellowship in the person whom we call Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.